Today, there are more African Americans under correctional control, whether in prison or jail, on probation or on parole, than there were enslaved in 1850. And more African American men are disenfranchised now because of felon disenfranchisement laws than in 1870.
A legal scholar and civil rights advocate, Michelle Alexander, has argued in her recent book that although Jim Crow laws have been eliminated, the racial caste system it set up remains intact. It's simply been redesigned, and now racial control functions through the criminal justice system.
When people are released from prison and have a criminal record, they are discriminated against for the rest of their life in employment. For the rest of their life, they got to check that box on employment applications, knowing that application is likely going straight to the trash.
Sometimes not even convicted, you have to say you were arrested.
Yes, absolutely. And in public housing, you can be barred from public housing just based on an arrest. You don't even have to be convicted. People returning home from prison want to return to their children or their families. Their families risk eviction just by allowing their loved ones to come home to them. Under federal law, you're deemed ineligible for food stamps for the rest of your life if you've been convicted of a drug felony. Now, fortunately, many states have now opted out of the federal ban on food stamps for drug offenders, but it's still the case that thousands of people can't even get food stamps because they were once caught with drugs.